on Daf Chavzayin Amid Beis, we have a few Taisvesin to learn. But before we learn the Taisvesin, I think it would be practical to just go over quickly the Gemara, so we'll understand the Taisvesin a little better. Omar, Avuna, Omar, Beis Achayes Yibomei Shinoflu Lifnei Yovam Echad. If you have two Yevomis which are sisters, and they're falling with Ne Yavam Echad, Chalatz L'Rishayna Utra. He'll give Chalitza to the first one, she's Mutter L'Shut. Chalatz L'Shniya Utra gives Chalitza to the second one, she's also Mutter L'Shut. Meisa Rishayna, if the first sister dies, Mutter B'Shniya. So he's permitted to be Yavam, the second sister. That means the first sister, that means the one that her husband died first, she was a hutra v'nesra. The second sister that fell later, she was nesra as soon as she fell. So Rav is telling us, meisa rishayna muta b'shniya, even though she was nesra b'shas nefila. Bein tzorech leima meisa shniya, that's poshet. If I'm telling you that meisa rishayna muta b'shniya, bein tzorech leima meisa shniya shemuta b'rishayna, if the one that fell second died, shezicha muta b'rishayna mishim dahavi yevame shehutra v'nescha v'chazra v'hutra tachza l'teira rish. Rabbi Yochanan Omar, Rabbi Yochanan is chilek on Rav. Rav holds even Mesa Rishayna Muta Bishni, even though it was Nasra. Rabbi Yochanan says no. Mesa Shniya, if the sister that fell second died, so then it's Muta Berishayna, because she was Utra Benesra. Then it's Vachazra Behutra. Aber Mesa Rishayna, but if the sister who her husband died first died, so she did Rishayna died is also Bishniya. My time is, she call Yevomish, ain't any Kaira bo Bishas, nefila Yevome Yavi Alel. Rezu Keshis Achshish Labonim Vasura. The Gabi the Shniya, so Bishas, nefila, as soon as she fell, she wasn't a Chayzekuke. So Lamaisa, she would also was Chalan Isser and the Eishis Achshish, so the Eishis Achshish Labonim Vasura. So she remains also Leoilom. So that is why only Meisa Shniya Muta B'Rishayna, but Meisa Rishayna also B'Shniya. The Rav less lay Haisvar, so the Gemara's Rav does not hold the din of Nesra. Oma Rav kol Isha Shein Ani Kairibo B'Shas Nefila Yevome Yovyolo Rei Keishis Achshi Yesh Leibonim V'Asura. Rav said the din of Nesra, B'Shas Nefila. She wasn't Zokuk Liyibum, so it's the Zedinesra. So the Gemara says, Hani Mili Heiche Dekoi Ba'apa Isa Achish Isha Diyaraisa. Rav holds this din by an Erva Diyaraisa. An Erva Diyaraisa, let's say an Isha B'shasna, if she was an Achish Isha. And later, the Ishta Isha Layovam died. So then Rav holds the Zedinesra, and she remains also to the Yovam. Avolhoche zike de rabbanoni. So poshet pshat when we were learning Rashi, here the whole din of achos zekuke is only at the rabbono. So that what the second one is also, when she fell, the second one fell, so you weren't permitted to be miyabim her, is because we hold yesh zike. So this is only at the rabbono. So it would seem that. The Isser of Achayis Zekuke, that they asked, but Achayis Zekuke should create a Din Nesra, they didn't go so far. So Memele, so she's also Kozman, she's a Zekuke. She, the Mesa Rishayna, so she's not a Zekuke anymore. She's not an Achayis Zekuke, so you're allowed to be Miyabma. They did not make a Din Nesra by the Elva of Achayis Zekuke since Zike Zedarabona. That is L'chayre Pashe Pshat in the Gemara Alibi de Rashi. Eisve Rabbi Yosi Bachanin el Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Yosi Bachanin is the Kasha el Rabbi Yochanan. And Rashi seems to be saying the Kasha who Adin is Shver according to Rav also. We learned in our Mishnah Abba Achim, Beis Mehem Nesuyim Beis Achoyes. You have four brothers, two married, two sisters, a Meisan Nesuyim Beis Achoyes. So now you have two sisters falling to two brothers. So the halacha is that you give, each brother gives chalitza to Aril Chalitzas Vlemis Yabais. So each brother will give chalitza to one of the sisters. So the Gemara asks, but that's it, Leimis Yavmois, Ba'amai, according to Rabbi Yochanan, that by Hutra v'Nesra, v'Chosra v'Hutra, there's no din Esra, so l'choyre, why do both Yavomim have to give Chalitza? Leiku chad minayu lach litzlo l'shniya, let one of the two brothers give Chalitza to the Shniya, and the one who fell first was a Hutra v'Nesra. So Rabbi Yochanan says, just like by Meisa Shnia is Mutar b'Rishayne, Mutar l'Yab m'Rishayne. So if one brother gave Chalitza to the Shnia, also you should be permitted to be Miyam the Rishayne. So why does the Mishnah say V'loy Misyabmos? That was the Kasha on Rabbi Yochanan. And Rabbi Yochanan answered this kash, Amalei Achoyes, Eini Yoideya Mishona. I really don't know the Tana of this Mishnah. V'lei Malei, that's its Eini Mishnah, that means it's a Taki very Shver, the Mishnah. The din is, you're 100% right, the din should be that he could give Chalitza to the Shniya, and then they could be, that the other Yavim could be Miyavim, the Rishayna. So the Gemara asked on Rabbi Yochanan Balei Malei, let Rabbi Yochanan answer, why do you say Eine Mishnah? Maybe Pshat, the Mishnah is my Chiltzis, now we diktoni, Chiltzis, Choda. Chiltzis means that we give Chalitza to one of them, not to both of them. So the Gemara says, Chiltzis Ktoni. It says, you give Chalitza to both of them. Balei Malei, my Chiltzis, Chiltzis Dalme. It means, and whenever such a case will come about, you'll always give to the Shniyas Chalitzes, so it's a Loshon Rabim could be understood like this. So the Gemara answers, Arei Eilu Ktani. It says, Arei Eilu Chalitzes. So both of them are Chalitzes. So you can't say it's going on Davke the Shniyah. The both of them, the Rishayna also, you have to give Chalitzes. Maybe the Mishnah that says that both get Chalitza is speaking about that one Yavam had given Chalitza to the Rishayna. So now the Shniya Fashteitzer, you have to give Chalitza because the Shniya was Nesra. But if it wasn't that way, then you can give Chalitza to the second one, he can be Yavam the first one. So the Gemara says, Chiltzeitz lechat chilektani. No, Chiltzeitz vaistais, not if he gave Chalitza to the first one, he gave Chalitza to the second one. The Seder is, he give both of them Chalitza. So the Mele Rabbi Yochanan is tiny, I don't understand Pshat in the Mishnah. So the Gemara asks further, V'lei malei, let Rabbi Yochanan answer, Gzeire dune kodim v'cholitz l'rishayne bereishe. What Rabbi Yochanan say like this, that Chazal did not want to be matter to tell these two Yevomim a Seder that give Chalitza to the second and Bimiyabim the first, because you start telling people Chalitza and Yibum, so Dil Mekodim v'cholitz l'rishayne bereisha. Listen, he had Chalitza and Yibum first, second, he doesn't understand and appreciate the Seder, so he'll do fakir, he'll give Chalitza to the first, and Mimiyabim the second. So the mail is like this. So what is the kasha? So the kasha is that, let Rabbi Yochanan say like this, when there are two Yevomis around, and we have to rely on the cooperation of the Yevomim, that they're going to make the Seder that we told them to make, we don't rely on this. So therefore, if there's two Yevomis, and they can be machlif the cheshbin, we don't tell them about Yibum. We tell them, Rabbi Yisrael, give Chalitza to both of them. Finish. Snapshainu Italnu. So we know there won't be any Yibum in the Shniya. But that's what we tell them. But it could be, Rabbi Yochanan, what will be if one of them gave chalitza to the second one, and now he'll come to Bezdin, now the other Yavim will come to Bezdin and say, am I permitted to make Yibum in the first one? So it could be, then you're allowed to make Yibum. So that's Remesin, the way you said. You said, if Mesa Shniyim Mutabarishayne. So the Mishnah also is like that. If you gave chalitza to the second one, you could be miyavim the first one. No, the Mishnah is just telling us, but if you have both of them, and you can be miyavim either one of them, we don't tell them about Yibum because they might be machlev to say that. So, Rabbi Yochanan, so what is Shver? We have a mahalach in the Mishnah. Why do you say, ein yidei mishana? So Rabbi Yochanan answered, lemis yab mois ktani, deleka din yibum oche klau. You can never be miyabim, any of them. You can't be miyabim the first one either. I feel that they gave chalitza to the second one. So mamela, I don't understand, Pshat. Vuleima lai gzeire shema yomos vosa levatla mitzvah yibami. So then the Gemara asks Rabbi Yochanan, maybe the Mishnah doesn't hold of Zikir. The Mishnah holds as also levatla mitzvah yibamim. So memele, but also levatla mitzvah yibamim, so Rashi explained in the din of also levatla mitzvah yibamim, the Zikir never were mata yibum to anyone, because if you may be mata yibum after the chalitz of the first, you might make yibum first, and then you'll be mevatel mitzvah yibamim. They never were mata yibum if you hold also levatla mitzvah yibamim, even by the second one. So Rabbi Yochanan lamisa lechayish. Rabbi Yochanan is lamisa lechayish. That means he would never say that that's pshat in the Mishnah, because where is the bittul mitzvah yibamim? You have two brothers, so let one be miyabim one and one be miyabim the other. There's no bittul mitzvah yibamim. No, the whole thing is maybe the second brother will die. Rabbi Yochanan lamisa lechayish. So mele, he couldn't learn pshat in the Mishnah als bittul mitzvah yibamim, because the whole bittul mitzvah yibamim is if chayshin lamisa, Rabbi Yochanan lamisa lechayish. Sashi seems to say Rabbi Lezer holds Nisim Rishayim Apilim. So if you hold Nisim Apilim, so Lechere, I think according to Rashi, Pshat is that we consider that there was a Nefila of two sisters Mechaim already. Bishas Nisim, so it wasn't Hutra Venesra. They both fell together. Mechayim. So the Gemara answers, no, the Mishnah can't be going according to Rabbi Lezer. Me the Sefer Rabbi Lezer, Reisha Rav Rabbi Lezer. It says Rabbi Lezer Oima. So Vais is still not Rabbi Lezer wasn't speaking. The name of the Nofel Bavas Achas Rabbi Yosi Aglili. So the Gemara said, maybe Pshat, the Mishnah is, that it is speaking about that these two sisters, their husbands died Bavas Achas. They fell Bavas Achas. So there was no Hutra Venesra. As soon as they fell, they immediately became both Nachesekuke, and they both became Nesra. Bishasnefil, they were Nesra. So that's why you cannot be Miyabim any of these two sisters. Rabbi Yosef Lili Domerev Shalatzamse. So Rabbi Yochanan said, "I saw some like Lontane Rabbi Yosef Aglili." No, that I wouldn't have a Stam Mishnah. If Rabbi Yochanan passed like a Stam Mishnah, I wouldn't have a Stam Mishnah like Rabbi Yosef Aglili. No, passing on Rabbi Yosef Aglili. The lame alay, so the Gemara asked about Rabbi Yochanan another pshat that with everything would be good. The lo yadina hainafel bereish. I don't know which sister her husband died first. So as we mentioned yesterday, it could be both husbands were in the house. The house collapsed. We come into the house now, but both husbands are dead. We haven't the faintest idea which one died first. So on each sister, there's a suffix. Maybe she was the one that was, she was the second one. She was the Shniyah, and by her was Nesra, not Hutra Benesra. So each one is a suffix Nesra, so therefore you have to give chalitza. It can't be Miyabim a suffix Nesra. So Rabbi Yochanan says, "Ihochi, Ainu Diktoni, if it is speaking about a suffix Nesra, It says in the Mishnah, Kadmo Bekansu Yetziru. What happens if both of these brothers were, each one was Miyam, one sister, so it says Yetziru. Bishloime Rishoyne Amrina Leiman Shoyelach. The first one who is Miyam, he's a real Shaygiz. Because, whoever he was Miyam, there was an Achayzekuki. He was over the Yisra of Achayzekuki. So Memele, so you had no right to be Miyam. So Memele, you have to give a get. Eloshniye, but the second one who was Miyam after the first one, Omar, he can tine Chavroi Shniye Yibem. He can tine, maybe my brother was Miyabin the second one. And that, so Memele, if he was Miyabin the second one, so the first one was Zutra Venesra Vechosra Vehutra. And so the first one is now mutter to me. Anori shayne miyab. So you can't say a din yetziu if you don't know if this person did a navla. Maybe how do you know? Maybe he didn't do a navla. How can you say yetziu? Anori shayne miyab. I was miyab the first one. So memela, if the Mishnah would hold hutra v'nasra b'chosav hutra's mutter, and which that's what Rabbi Yochanan holds. So why does the Mishnah say kodmu v'konsu yetziu? The second one should be able to be Mekayeh. This is the Gemara. Now, let us see Tosfos. And more or less, we learned the Gemara the way Rashi learns Pshat in the Gemara. Zog Tosfos. Cholatz l'rishayna hutra. We heard, Rav said, if you had two Achoyes, that... two achoyes that fell to one yovam, and you give each one chalitza, you give chalitza to the first one, she's muta, you give chalitza to the second one, she's muta. Vim Taimus, the Taisa asks a very pertinent question, my kamash malon, what is Rav telling us over here? You have two achoyes that fell, and you give chalitza to them to the muta, the subshita, the hutra, I mean, what's wrong? With the Rabbanon, the Achay Zekuke, so, fine, you can be Miyam, you give Chalitza, we give them Chalitza, the Mutter. Pshita the Hutra. Va'aymari, so the Ri says, the Kamash Malon, the Hutra, Afilu Tzoroso. No. That Hutra is not just coming to tell us that the sister is Mutter. He gave Chalitza to the sister. No, the two sisters. Now it's coming to tell us that afilu the tzore of the sister is also mutter. Now that already is a big chiddush already. That means that lachayre we had before a member of Shmuel cholatz la'achiyos le'niftaru tzoreis that vaker because the chalitza of the achyes is a chalitza grua, it can't pater the zika of the tzores. The rav islay ein zika, rav holds ein zika, becholot lachy is nifter tzores kedefrish islael. So you look at this teisves, the first glance, okay, a nice teretz, rav holds ein zika. And the shitas ha-toisvus is, kidefrish is lel. I said, if you hold ein zikim, so memele, the din is that a chalitza gerua can pater, one who needs, if you give a chalitza gerua, that can pater a tzora, who needs a chalitza ma'ula. But we have here two problems, two major problems. Problem number one is l'chayre, L'chayre Rav holds Yesike, because the Gemara Esther Kasha Rav doesn't hold Nesra. Rav himself holds a din Nesra. So the Gemara answers, that's Davke, by an achisisha de reis, aval hoche zike de rabon. And Rashi and Tosugi like that. Here's an achisisha kuke, so it's only zike de rabon. By an achayze kuke, you don't say nesra. So this only makes sense if Rav holds yezike. If Rav holds ein zike, so the whole thing doesn't make sense. Number one. So this kasha is not shver. We will see, Tosfos later says, Aber hoch ist die der Rabbonon hier, das ist bin dann abschat von der Rabbeinu Hanano, der Drab holt ein Sieke. What we'll do with the Gemara, we'll come to the Gemara, we'll see Pshat in the Gemara. Okay, so we don't have an often a Gemara that Rav holds Yezike. But we have another tremendous problem. If Rav holds Ein Zike, so what is wrong with the sister? Why can't you be Miyabim the sister? The only reason you can't be Miyabim the sister is Als Osa Levat L'Mitzvah Yibamim. If he holds Ein Zike, so the only reason you can't be Miyabim the sister is Als Osa Levat L'Mitzvah Yibamim. And Taisa said before, Osa Levatal Mitzvah Yevomim does not create a Chalitza Psula. If the reason you can't be Miyabim are because she's an Achoyz Kuke, she's an Achoyz Chalutza, she's a Grusha, she gave her a get, she's a Balas get, a Balas Maimah, so there the Zika was touched, the Zika was weakened. So then we say, Cholatz Labalas get, Lanifta Tzorosa, Cholatz Lachoyz Kuke, Lanifta Tzorosa, that if you hold Yezika. But if the reason you can't be Miyabim Anish is because also Levatal Mitzvah Yevomim, that does not create a Chalitza Psula. So now we have to understand, so what is Pshat and Taisvis? Taisvis says, Rav holds Ein Zike. Fine. And the Chiddush is that the Tzara becomes Potter. Well, what's wrong? Well, there's nothing wrong with the sister. If the sister is not called a Chalitza Psula, because Taisus said before that also Levatal Mitzvah Yibomim does not create a Chalitza Psula. So what's the Chiddush? That if he gave Chalitza to the sister, Tata's the Tzorah. There's nothing, the sister alone is not a Chalitza Psula. So I found the Yashra Shakev, the Kasha, the Kerem Eira also demands this. So they both say that Pshat and Taisus is the second sister. You have here one Yavam over here and two sisters. So the first sister he gave Chalitza Patas the Tzorah, no problem whatsoever. It's a Chalitza Ksheri Patal the Tzorah. But the second sister is a Chalitza Psula. The second sister is a Chois Chalutzosai. The second sister is a Chalitza Psula. Vafal Pika in the second sister also Patas the Tzorah. So that's the Chiddush of Rav, because I hold Ein Zike. So the Keren Eira says, so the Loshon of Rav is Loizu Avzu. After he gave Chalitza to one, she became Mutter. So it's Vavavav Pika in Chol, even after that Chalitza, Chotzlush Chalzushniya, is also Hutra Tzorosa. So Bekitza, Rav is coming to tell us that since I hold Ein Zike, so even though he made a Chalitza Psula on the second sister, Vavav Pika in the Tzorah became Mutter. So that is the Chiddush of Rav, according to Taisus. Now, the Gemara had said that Rav holds that Cholatz L'Rishayna, oh no, Rav said by Mesa Rishayna, Is Mutta Bishniya. That's what Rav said. If the first sister died, the first sister that fell died, so is Mutta Bishniya. So the Gemara asked the Kasha, the Rav, Leslei, Haisvore. Rav doesn't hold of Nesro. Why is Rav Mata to be Miyabim the Shniya? After Mesa Rishayne, Omar Rav kol yevomesh en nikayri bo b'shas nefila yevome yovil arei keishes achshi esh labonim v'asure. So where is the kash and Rav? Astir and Rav. So Taisvis asks, why do you have to ask for an Rav from a memra of Rav? It's a Mishneh. Mimas nisin ave motzi lemifrach. You could ask, the din of Nesra is not Rav's a chiddish. It's a Mishneh. The behedye tnan bepirkin. We learned enough in the Mishnah further that Lamed Beis. Beis achim nesuyim beis achoyis. He had two brothers who were married to two sisters. Umeis echod mehem. Now one of the two brothers died. Vachar kach meiso ishtoi shel sheni. And afterwards, the wife of the second brother died. So that means when she fell the Yibum, she was an Achesish, and later she became Ois Achesisha. So the Mishnah says, Arezu Asura Olav Elomis, Hoyo Benesra Olav. So the din of Nesra is not a Chiddush of Rav, it's a Mishnah. So when the Gemara is asking Akashim, Rav doesn't hold the din Nesra, Rav said, when you ask Akashim, Rav said, the Mishnah says that there's a din of Nesra. Elonicha lahakshe is the bed yomarav oisei loshin atzma yishomarav yoichinin shekol yivoma shein ani koyribo. The meaning was asking a kash, Rabbi Yoichinin explained that meisor yishoin is also b'shni mibnei. Shekol yivoma kol ishi shein ani koyribo b'shas nifu yivoma yovila reizu asuram. A kash is so to more ask that the same loshin that Rabbi Yochanan said in, that the Shni is also, Rav himself said the same lashon. So the Gemara is asking, so how could Rav be chaylik on Rabbi Yochanan if you said the same thing that Rabbi Yochanan said? Fine. But oid nire, the mimas nisin lehave motzi lakshuye. From the Mishnah, you cannot ask Akasha. The Hosom Humishum. Now what is the Mishnah speaking about? There were two brothers. They're married to two sisters. One brother died. So the sister was an Achis Isha. Then the wife of the second brother died. Her sister died. So the Mishnah says, Harezu Asura Olav Elomis is the din of Nesra. So Taisa says, Mimas nisen lave motzi lakshuyi, the hosom hu mishum de kvar niftalo lishuk. If there are two brothers, so what happened when the sister fell the yibum? So she was an erve. So what was the din? So what do we tell her? We tell her, a guten tag, you're an erve, she allowed to get married. Mishum the meisa ishtay achakach. Now later, so she got married. She's allowed to get married. So she got married. Misum the meisa ishtay achakach loite choshev oid zekuke. So now that her sister died, she won't become now a zekuke. Why? Because there's a svare, the Gemara says, drocher odal cheinoyam. That means that the svelten darkei noyim. You'll tell her that she's an elva, you tell her to get married, and then 10 years later his wife dies, you'll tell her, come back, we'll give you chalitza now. The svelten darkei noyim. So when there's only one brother, and she became muta leshuk, so you cannot say, you can't say that the zike will be chayzev in the year now, because if she became muta leshuk, svelten darkei noyim, that she should now become a skook again. You said she's allowed to get married. So Taisa says, Amoyre de Kechap. But let's go to the case of Rav. Let's see the Bach. Avol hocho de skooke adayin lechalitza. Loi. But let's go to the case of Rav. What is the case of Rav? Rav is speaking about there are two sisters. Now, it's an achayse kuke. The second sister is an achayse kuke. It's also Nesra. It's achayse kuke. Was she allowed to get married? Chas v'sholem. He has to give a chalitza. Achayse kuke is only an erva de rabbonon. She never was allowed to get married. So now that meisa rishayna, so now maybe now there's a din yibum already. Maybe now there's a din yibum. Because here, there's no din of Darkei Noyem. Since there was a chi of Chalitza, no? So she was never allowed to get married. So Taisus is saying as follows, a beautiful teretz. The Mishnah is telling us that the Zika is not Chayzev and Niyar. If she was Mutal Ashuk, so then there's a din of Darkei Noyem. You cannot tell a woman who you were matter to get married Lashuk that now, after his wife will die, that there'll be chayzev and niyah the zikah, the svelten darkei noyim, the cher darkei noyim. But in the case of Rav, the shniya, the second sister, so when she died, she never, we never were about to hold a shuk. We told him in Alatri Miyamho, she's an achoiz the kuke, but you need chalitze. So she's sticking around, she's waiting for chalitze. We never were matah halashuk. So now later the Rishayna died, so there's no problem of darkei noyem. So maybe you should go in the Nabi Miyamho. So you don't have a guy from the Mishnah. Therefore, when the Gemara had asked Akash and Rav, let us see the Bar's Gilses. Avol hoche, this kuka adayin lechalitze. Loi. Here she's zokik lechalitze. So here there's no din of darkei noyem. So here I would think that there's no din of nesra. Avol midarav porich shapir. But Rav that said a memre. Kol ish yoshen ani koiri bo bishas nefil yivo mi yobi la reiki ish yosach shesh lo bonim basurom. Aber mit der Rav porir shapir, der Rav airi afilo heiche de ika achim. The Gemara is mevayel further that Rav is speaking about that there were other brothers. That means we're speaking about as follows. There were three brothers. Two brothers married two sisters. One brother died. Now, his wife is an erve to the brother that's married to her sister. Fine, she's not falling to him. But there's another brother. There's another brother that could be miyabimha. Now, this other brother at the present time didn't do anything to her. So the vow, she's not muta l'shuk. She's a yibama l'shuk because there's a second brother around that is to give her yibam or chalitza. So she wasn't muta l'shuk. Now what happened? Now the first brother's wife died. So it is also no din of darkei noyem. There's no din of darkei noyem. She would never mata her l'shuk. The first brother's wife died. So now in Rav said there's a din nesra. That's the case of Rav. Rav said there's a din nesra afilo when she wasn't muta l'shuk. When she didn't become muta l'shuk, there's also a din esro. So that is similar to Arav. Arav is speaking about where there's a din chalitz and she's not muta l'shuk, so there's no din of darkei noyem. Rav over there is speaking about where there's another brother, so she's also not muta l'shuk, so there's no din of darkei noyem. Vafal pi came Rav said there's a din esro. So you see there's a din esro afilu. There's no chisoran of darkei noyem, l'chayre. Avo mi de Rav porir shapir, de Rav Airi afil haiche de ike achin, le mitchayim hai beise, ki di oma lekamon. So that's why the Gemara asked a kashe on Rav from Rav. Now, avo l'hoche zike de Rabbonani. Now the Gemara asked the Kasha and Rav, you hold Nesra. So why do you say that Meiser Rishayna Muta Bishniya, the Shniya was Nesra? Perish Rabbeinu Chananu, the Rav Letamei, the Omar Ein Zike. So the Rabbeinu Chananu has a new Mahalach in the whole Gemara. Rav holds Ein Zike. We hear this in the Gemara, Dav Chav Zayna Chavov Medbeis. The Rav personally holds Ein Zike. The Aloch of Chizel was said, L'man V'yom Yesik. The Rav personally holds Ein Zike. So the Rabbeinu Chananu says, the Rav L'tamei Domar Ein Zike. The Av Hol Gav. The Oso Mishum Bittul Mitzvahs Yevomim. So even though, when the second sister fell to Yibum, he was not permitted to be Miyabim her, als bittel mitzves yevomi, lo yichoshev hach iser lo yisro eromis. Bittel an iser yibum, because of bittel mitzvas yevomim, will not create a dinesra. Av shetovi lechlal heter. That means if later she becomes mutter, so you won't say nesra. Now it was not permitted to be miyabim her, because it's also levatel mitzvahs yevomim. But the minute where that problem will be solved will be meisa rishayna, so now I am permitted to be miyabim her. אבל למען דיום היי זיקה לאי לסר משום שנסרה אולוב שואחס. So the Bein Hananel holds as follows. Not the way Rashi learns. Bein Hananel says, if she's an achayz zekuke, she's an erve de rabbonon. So there's a dinesra. It doesn't matter if it's an achayz zekuke or the rabbonon. But if she's an erve de rabbonon, there's a dinesra. If the only reason why you can't be miyabim her was because also levato mitzvahs yibomim, this does not create a din nesra. And be'emesin, we had already this pilpul, we had already in a few places. Rashi daf chav dalet says bitl mitzvahs yibomim doshaf a din nesra. We had a rivon and daf yutches that also levato mitzvahs also shafs a din nesra. But Taisvis holds, Taisvis Nakidal, this also Taisvis Machelik and Rashi, Taisvis holds that also Levatel Mitzvah, that you cannot be Miyabim her, is because of Bittel Mitzvahs Yevomim, so that is because of Bittel Mitzvahs Yevomim, that will not create a Din Nesra. That's Shitas Rabbeinu Hananel. Now, one ha'ore I would like to mention, I saw in the Shurim of Rav Shmuel Rozovsky. Now, first of all, how do we, the Rabbeinu Hananel says that Rav holds Ein Zike, and the only reason you couldn't be Miyabim the Shni is that's also Levat La Mitzvah Siyavomin, and therefore, there's no Din Nesra. That's what Rabbeinu Hananel says. But how do we learn Pshat in the Gemara? Rabbeinu Hananel is very good. But how do we touch the words in the Gemara? The Gemara says, Rav holds Nesra. So the Gemara says, Hani mine heichi dekoi bi'apa isa chesi shede reise. Avol hocha zike de rabbonon. So the words are very unclear according to Ben Hananel. He holds ein zike. What's it? Hocha zike de rabbonon. So others want to say, Avol hocha bitul zike. To me, Mavato, the Zik of the other sister, the Rabbonon. That is a the Rabbonon. Bittul Zik is a the Rabbonon. That's Lachayre, how the, could be that's how the Rabbeinu Hananel learned Pshat. He says, Bittul Mitzvahs Yevomim is your Mavato, the Zik of the sister. Bittul Zik, that's an Issa the Rabbonon. So Rav Shmuel is Medayik, if that in Kainim Anachnu, it says, a Moiridik is Achen the Gemara. That since Bittul Mitzvahs Yevomim is a Darabonon, you can't be Miyabim Ha, this is only a Darabonon, the Kedin, that's why there's no Din Nesra. But what would be the Din if I can't be Miyabim, if Bittul Mitzvahs Yevomim would be a Daraisa? This Din, I can't make the sister an Elve, that'll be a Daraisa, the Kedin. So it would seem from the Bnei Hananel that there would be a Din Nesra. That means we learn Pshat in the Rabbeinu Hananel along this. An Erve creates a Dinesra. A Bittul Mitzvahs Yevomim, this is a Dovot Stodi. I can't be Miyabim. No, that doesn't create a Dinesra. Rav Shmuel Tain is that is not what the Gemara says. The Gemara says, you know why there's no Dinesra? Because it's a Darabonon. So it seems it would be a Deraise. There would be a Dinesra. Lemay Navkemine. A nafkemina would be if you have a yevama which is achai ve'ilavin ve'ese, that you couldn't be miyavim her, and later the lavin ve'ese fell off. Let's say she was an amon l'koyin godu. The lady became ois koyin godu. Is there a din nesra? Is there a din nesra? There mean a teira you weren't permitted to be miyavim her. And later the chai ve'ilavin ve'ese fell off. Will there be a dinesra? So Rav Shmuel Tainis, the way the Rabbeinu Hananel says, there should be a dinesra. Because the Rabbeinu Hananel is only saying, the Rabbeinu Hananel is not saying lomdis. If we have to connect the Rabbeinu Hananel to the Gemara. The Gemara says it's a darabonon, that's why there's no dinesra. So it would seem from the way the Rabbeinu Hananel is pshat in the Gemara, if there would be a sibe, that one was not able to be miyabim and ishe, Minatoire, even though it wasn't a Siba of Erve, there also would be a Dinesra. Let us go further. Eisvei Rabbi Yosi bar Chanina le Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Yosi bar Chanina, Rabbi Yochanan, we had over here in the Gemara, Amachloikis Rav and Rabbi Yochanan. Rav said that if there were two sisters that fell a Yibum, and one of these two died, you're permitted to be Miyabim the second sister. Whatever it is, there's no din nesra. There's no din nesra. Finished. Now there's no din bittul mitzvah yivomim. There's no achayse kukia. One of them died, and there's no din nesra. The Rav doesn't hold up the din nesra. She allowed to be miyabim the remaining sister. Rabbi Yochanan says it mattered which sister died. If the second sister died, so then you're allowed to be miyabim the first sister because it's hutcha v'nesra. If the first sister died, not allowed to be miyam the second sister because it was nesra. That's Rabbi Yochanan. And now the Gemara bombards Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Yochanan, the Mishnah is not like you. The Mishnah says we have two sisters that fell liyibim to two brothers. So according to you, let's give chalitza to the second one and let's be miyam the first one because the first one was hutcha v'nesra. So the kasha is an often a kasha. Why are you only chaplaining with Rabbi Yochanan? According to Rav, it's also shver the Mishnah. According to Rav, it's double shver the Mishnah. Rav says it doesn't matter which one died. So it wouldn't matter which one you give chalitza to. So what did Rav do with the Mishnah? That's a problem in this sugya. So Rashi seems to say that Ein Chanami, it's a kasha, and Rabbi Yochanan, it's a kasha, and Rav, Ein Chanami, and it's bitter. The Mishnah is not like any of them. Let us see Tosfos now. Eisvei Rabbi Yosi bar Chanina le Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Yosi bar Chanina est a kasha an Rabbi Yochanan. Le'el perish bekunteres, the Rav nami porich, and Rav is also schwer. Aber Rivon Pirish the Loi Porich L'Rav. And Rav, we can't ask any kasha. Why? So the Rivon had a Moiradika Einfal. Mishum the Rav Svirale, Chalitze Psule, Tzricha Larzer, Al Kol Ha'achim. A Chalitze Psule, you have to be Chayzer Al Kol Ha'achim. The Ha'achas, Tzricha Chalitza Mishnei. Let's say if you'll have two sisters, and let's say for 1 minute we'll hold Yezike. Let's go. So that's the Memra of Rav. We had heard before, and the Chavova Midbeis, according to the Mandioma that holds Yezike, so if you hold Yezike, there are two sisters, and each one is an Achayzekuke, so both brothers have to give chalitza to each sister because it's a chalitza psula. Each one is nachayzek uke, so it's a chalitza psula. So the Rivon said, leporche lav mishum, the Rav svira le chalitza psula tzricha larzer al kol ha'achim. Rav holds a chalitza psula, you have to be chayza al kol ha'achim. The achas tzricha chalitza mishnei. So when you'll give chalitza to the first sister, now this sister is a chalitza psula, she's an achayz zikukosay. So both brothers give chalitza to her. Fine. Now, what's the problem? The second sister is no more an achayz zikukit. And now the shaila was, if he gave chalitza first to the second, so let him be miyam the first, because there's no din of nesro, because it's utra v'nesro. Or according to Rav, Rav Achlal does not have Nesra. So Rashi says, so Tosfos says, Vishuv, but this Rav is another Eitzah for the Mishnah. Vishuv Hashenis Iev Sheliyabe. You can't be Miyabim the second sister anymore, since both brothers gave Chalitza to the first sister. Now it's impossible to be miyabim the second sister mishum de lechol echad abi achayis chalutzosai, because each sister is achayis chalutzosai because both brothers gave chalitza to the first sister because that was a chalitza psula so tzichin chizal kol achim. So Memele Rav has no problems whatsoever with our Mishnah. Agav Ulche, let's not, this Tosfos as we had before on the Chavova Medbeis, Rav Avraham Miburgevail, Rav Avraham Miburgevail had said that if one gave a chalitza, the second brother that gave a chalitza because of chizah, there's no din abachos chalutza on him because the whole chalitza of chizah is a psachum rebalme, the chazal never made on him the shabisa abachos chalutza. But the Rivon is chaylik on this Rav Avraham. The Rivon says that if both brothers had to give chalitza to one sister, so automatically, none of them can be miyavim the second sister, because the second sister to them is achos chalutzos. So that's why Rav had no problems whatsoever with our Mishnah. So what's the problem with Rabbi Yochanan? This is an Iluy Yishayim fal. Aber Rabbi Yochanan sova kishmul. Rabbi Yochanan holds like Shmuel, the Eino Tzricha Lachzer. Shmuel said, Echad Choylitz Lekulam. If three sisters fell to one brother, so he can give, if three sisters fell to two brothers, so Echad Choylitz Lekulam. So Shmuel holds, there's no Din Chizah, even though it's a Chalitza Psule. Shmuel holds, you don't need Chizah from the other brother. And Rabbi Yochanan holds like Shmuel. So that's a Eluy Sha'einfal from the Rivon. But Rav Lishitosoi, there's no problem from the Mishnah. Since Rav holds Chalitza Psula, Tzricha Lachza Kol Ha'achim, so automatically, the other sister, you can't be Miyab because she's a Chayis Chalutzosoi. Rabbi Yochanan holds like Shmuel that there's no din chizu. So the Gemara is the Merdeke Kash, according to Rabbi Yochanan, so give chalitza to the second one, and then be miyab the first one. Va'af al gav. Now, Tosfos says further, but not so posh. The Rav, the Omer, Tzricha, Larze, Haina, Libe, the man, the Yomer, Yezike. Rav that says that it is a din chizu if you hold Yezike. The lay svirale. We just said before that, the Rav Taka doesn't hold that. The Mo says in the second page, Rav holds ein zike, the lay lay svirale. Mikol moke imatzino lameme, the Rav muki lo keman de yome ye zike, but you can't ask a kasha on Rav from the Mishnah, the pelukte de tanoi, this shayl of ye zike is ein zike is a machlekes tanoi, and Rav had said if you hold ye zike, there's a din you need tzrichen chizo mikol ha'achim, so memele, you cannot be miyabim, the second sister, because she's a chayis chalutzose. The av al gav de la'el b'reish perkeitzad muki lo stomed ha'shas kerameya. The Gemara says that our mission is going according to Rameya, the Omar ein zike. Rav lo muki lo kevo say, Rav doesn't say it's ain't the Mishnah like Rameya. Rav says it's ain't the Mishnah is according to the Tanna. Taisha says, even though the Gemara says in the second parak that the Mishnah is going according to Rameya that holds Ein Zike. Rav holds that the Mishnah is going according to the Tanna that holds Yesh Zike. The Plukta di Tanoi. Yeah. Rabbeinu Chanan al Nami. Now, that's one Mahalach. That's the Rivon's Mahalach. What Rav did with our Mishnah and why the Gemara did not ask on Rav. L'Rabbeinu Chananu Nami de Perish Leil. We just learned Rabbeinu Chananu. The Rav de Lesle Hoyul Benesra Olov Sha'achas Letaimei. The Rabbeinu Chananu said that what Rav doesn't hold of Nesra because the Omar ain't Zike. Because Rav personally holds ain't Zike, so therefore, and also Levatel Mitzvah Yibomim does not create the Nesra. Osi Shapir Nami. So you have another mahalach. That means in the Mishnah there's a din nesra. In the Mishnah could be there's a din nesra. That's why you have to give chalitza to both. You have to give chalitza to both sisters. because the Mishnah holds Yezike, and there's a Dinesra. Rav, that says, you if Mesa Echad, you Miyabim the second, because Rav personally holds Einzike, so there's no Dinesra. But the Mishnah holds Yezike, and there is a Dinesra. There's a very pertinent kasha that the Beis Meir asks on this Taisvis. Rav holds by Hutra, Vinesra, Vachazra, Vahutra. Rav holds is Mutter. Rav holds Hutra, Vinesra, Vachazra, Hutra is Mutter. So Mamela, so what is Taisvis saying over here? The Rav learned Pshat in the Mishneh that the reason you can't be Miyabim the sisters is because of Nesra. That's good. The second sister. But the kasha we asked on Shmuel, let's give chalitza to the second sister and be miyabim the first sister, which is Hutra v'nesra. So what is Taisus answering? You know, Rav will say the Mishnah holds the Yeshika, there's a dinesra. Good, there's a dinesra, but the dinesra by a chayzikuki can be more chomo than dinesra by a chayzisha. If Rav holds by a chayzisha, Hutra v'nesra's mutter. So why can't he be Miyabim, the first sister? This kasha, the Beis Meir asks on Taisus. Let's go further. Avo Rabbi Yochanan Sovar. Rabbi Yochanan holds Al Kochacho Yezik. Rabbi Yochanan holds Yezik. The E ain zike im kein bezacho yishenoflu lifnei shnei yachim yisyab mushtei. If Rabbi Yochanan would hold ain zike, so you could be miyabim both sisters. Rabbi Yochanan le chayish lemise. Rabbi Yochanan is not chayish lemise, so you could be miyabim both sisters. You don't have the meisa echad is miyabim meisa shniyim miyabim rishayne. You can be on both of them. Rabbi Yochanan holds like Hashina Lemisa. So Kolchoch, Rabbi Yochanan holds Yezike. Vafilu Hoch, even though he holds Yezike, Shori Lerishayne, Vlesle, Hoyo Venesra, Shoacha, Sheta Yosoy Lomis, because it's Utra Venesra. Mishemachi parichlo. So Rabbi Yochanan holds Yezike. Vafal Piken, Rabbi Yochanan holds that Meisa Shniya Mutter Rishayne. So for Rabbi Yochanan, we see that Rabbi Yochanan holds fully old Yezike, the first Meisa Shniya Mutter Rishayne. So the Gemara is the Kasha, according to Rabbi Yochanan, give Chalitza to the second one and be Miyam the first one. So that's a second Mahalach, why the Gemara only asked on Rav and not on Rabbi Yochanan. Why do I ask on Rabbi Yochanan and not on Rav? Umiyu nirlari, kedefrishis lael. Now, the ri is a third malach. Dile Rav, Rav holds the chayish lemise. Rav holds einzike. A third malach now. Rav holds personally einzike. Why is one not permitted to be miyabim one, he holds einzike. So why can't be miyabim the sisters? Als bitl mitzvah yevomim. Dume adem miyabim chad is meisa idoch that the other brother will die and there'll be a bitl mitzvah yevomim. So that's why Rav holds you're not allowed to be miyabim the first sister. Why can't you be miyabim the second sister if someone gave chalitza to the first sister? There's no bitul mitzvah shibomim anymore. Mishum leimaski adaitei demayis idach. People, this musig of bitul mitzvah shibomim, maybe the other brother will die, people don't chap. They don't picture this as an issa. So if you're going to be matter by two sisters Yibum, we can be afraid that maybe if we'll be matter Yibum, that one of the sisters can be Miyabim, they'll make first Yibum also. The whole lumdus of Shema Yomos, that they won't chap. That's why you have to give Chalitza first and then Yibum. So therefore, you can ask Akasha on Rav, the Gazrinen Dilma Osel Yabam Bereshe. That means the man, the Yoman, that holds Osel Levatl Mitzvahs Yibomim, he holds they never were Mater Yibum, even Cholatz L'Rishayne, because if you map Yibum for the Shniyah, so they'll be Yabam by the Rishaynos. Havola'el B'meisa Achas Mehem. So therefore, Rav was Goyza. Avolel b'meisa achas mehem lekel lemigzad u'masel liyabim b'leimeisa achas mehem kiven deleke ela ach echad v'yosel levatal mitzvahs yibomim lehedya. That means that if one sister died and there's only one brother, so there Rav said you're permitted to be miyabim because if there's only one sister left, it can never be the kibbutz lekalach echad. So by one brother, that means like this. By one brother, people know you can't, but one brother and two sisters, people know you can't be miyabim the first one. Because if miyabim the first one, there's a bitl mitzvah siyavomim. So there, people know about bitl mitzvah siyavomim. So if there'll be two sisters, he won't be miyabim. If there'll be one sister, he'll be miyabim, and he'll understand it very well. Two sisters is a bitl mitzvah yibomim, which he can also understand, and one sister is no bitl mitzvah yibomim. When does one make a mistake? When there's two brothers. When there's two brothers, he doesn't see any bitl mitzvah yibomim. There's no bitl mitzvah yibomim. I can be miyabim one sister, my brother will be miyabim the second sister. Dilme, maybe the brother will die. Who chalms of such a thing? So by two brothers, since people are not masig, that two brothers, there's also a possibility of bitl mitzvahs yibomim. So there Chazal put their feet down and they said you're not allowed to make yibum because people won't differentiate and they'll make yibum first. But by one brother, so there people understand if there's two sisters, you can't be miyabim the first one because that's bitl mitzvahs yibomim. But if there's only one sister, he can be miyab. That's what Taisa says. Abalel b'meis achas mem lekel amigza dilma osel liyabim. Maybe he'll be miyabim b'loy meis achas mem. Then you can be geiza that if you permit yibum when there's two sisters, if you permit yibum when there's one sister, he'll make yibum when there's two sisters. Kim deleka la'ach echa, there's only one brother. B'loy osel levata mitzis yibum lehenye. So Memele, so Rav had a beautiful mahalach in the Mishnah. Rav held Hashina Lemise, also Levatal Mitzvahs Yevomim, and now it's the din of Hashina Lemise, we are not Mata Yibum, say for the first one, say for the second one. Abba Rab Yoich, and no yedeh, Rab Yoisi Bechanin, and Leava Chayish Lemise. But the Rabbi Yosef Echanina knew that Rabbi Yoichan is not Chayish Lemise, so he couldn't learn Pshat in the Mishnah, als bitl mitzvahs yevomim. So the whole pshat is, als achayse kuke, the gemara held, so if you'll give chalitze to the second one, so the first one's no more achayse kuke, and there's no dinesra, so there, the gemara is, you should be miyam the first one. You should give chalitze to the second one, and be miyam the first one. The leima leidume kodim v'cholitz l'rishayna. So the Gemara asks, why does Rabbi Yochanan have so much problems on the Mishnah? Let us say you have to give chalitza to both, because if you won't give chalitza to both, you'll be miyabim one, maybe they'll give chalitza to the Rishayne, and they'll be miyabim the second one. And the second one is Nesra. Perish ri lefi shita sakuntris. Now, the Ri explains Rashi. We learned Rashi yesterday. The Ri elaborates a little bit more on Rashi. Perish li refi shita sakuntris. Sheboim lefaneinu limlech. When the two brothers come to us with two sisters, lo yemrinin lohu lach loit shniya uliyabim esarishayin. We will not tell them, give chalitza to the second one. One brother should give chalitza to the second one. Liyabin as a rishayin, and then the second brother should be miyabin the first one, which theoretically is muta. But why don't we tell them this? The gazrinin dilma osi lemevet ipche be'elu ha'yevomis atzman. That means in these two yevomis, we're mater Yibum in one of the two Yibomis, but we tell him Aseida, give Chalitza to the second and Yibum to the first, so we're afraid in these two Yibomis, they might be Mahapach the Seida, and they'll give Chalitza to the first, and Yabim the second, and it'll be Nesra. Ah, Bolim Kval. So that's the din Lechatchila. We tell them, Rabbi Yisrael, give both Chalitza. We don't talk to them about Yibum, because that's dangerous. You talk about Yibum, they'll be Mahapach the correct Seida. Abol. But what if one brother gave chalitza to the second sister? Shori idach liyabim horishayne. Then the second brother is permitted to be miyam the rishayne. That means now there's no problem anymore. There's no nesra. Now the first brother gave chalitza to the second one, so the first one is a hutra benesra. So now shayidach liyab marishayne k'moy b'meisoshniya, just like Rabbi Yochanan says by meisoshniya muta berishayne. So cholatz lishniya is also muta berishayne. That was the Gemara's kash. The Gemara's kash, Rabbi Yochanan, is what is your problem? The Mishnah is telling us, we tell them both, Rabbi Yisai, give chalitza to both of these Yibamis, because we don't want to get involved in problems, that they'll be mahapach the correct seder. But, if one gave chalitza to the second one, and now someone asks a shayla, can I be miyam the first one? So this case already is equivalent to meisoshni, and it'll be mutar rishayin. So the Mishnah is not a stira to you. The Be'elu Yevomis Leka Shum Chshash. There's no Chshash at all by these Yevomis. There's no Chshash anymore. Only the Rishon is left, and she's not an Eschadik. So now Taisus brings down Rashi Sa'ora. If he'll be Miyabim, if one of them will be Miyabim the Rishon, V'Holoi Chayshina. Shimnater Kam Liyabim or Rishon, Kshivah Cholatz Lishni. If will be Matel. To be miyabim the rishayne after the other brother gave chalitza to the shniyim is osi ba'al melemebed ibche. So people who are watching them will come to do fakel. Now there were two brothers. One brother gave chalitza to the shniyim. The second brother is miyabim the rishayne. So now someone who is watching them and saw what they did, so he'll do fakel. He's going, I saw my Sarah. Two brothers, they gave to one your sister Chalitza. The other one was Miyam, the other sister. So I see my Sarah. So I'll also do the same thing. This, we also two brothers and two sisters are falling to us. I'll also be Miyam one and give Chalitza to the other, but I'll make a mistake. I'll give Chalitza, I'll be Miyam the Shniya. So Taisva says that we're not afraid of. She'eina chshasha gedoyle kolkach. This isn't such a big chshash. Shelo yitu lahater ashniya. They won't make a mistake to be matar the shniya. Shelo hutra mitchila. They won't make a mistake to be matar the shniya who was nesra. Bishvil shenatir horishayna shehutra. That means that they're watching our anhogit. We were matar the rishayna. So we'll say because we were matar the rishayna. So he's going to go and be miyabim the shniya. We don't have to be afraid of this. Avul bo limlech before neina mitchila lesh yeshligza kivin shahoyu. Hayibomis atzmon yochelovi lidei kilku. Now, yesterday we didn't understand Rashi's svara. Let me just read over what the Taisus Harosh says. It's a little clearer. Nachsach mir. Taisus Harosh says as follows: if you have two yevomim and two sisters in front of you, we will not tell them one should give chalitza to the shniya and one should be, and the second one should be miyam the rishayne. Chayshinon dilme yasa ipcha. We're afraid maybe they'll do fakel. But elu hayevomis atzman. That means we have two yevomis in front of us. It's fire. That means we'll tell them a seder, and maybe, and we're telling them what to do with these yevomis. We're giving a heta yibum in these yibamis. And these yibamis are in front of us. So maybe they're going to do fakert. So we can't be matter for them. When there are two yibamis in front of you, and one is a nesra, we can't tell them, you know, give yibum to the one that's not nesra. If both are on the market, and we're relying on what they're going to do, they might give yibum to the wrong one. Period. But we're talking about a different story. That we told both of them, give chalitza to both. Now, one brother gave chalitza to the shniya. Iski heichi de meisa hashniya muta berishain. Now, in this case alone, if now the shniya was taken care of, there's only a rishaina left over. And just like Rabbi Yochanan said, meisa shniya muta rishaina, is chalitza shniya, is also muta berishaina. Who did not mechalitza to shniya? Is kiven de be'elu hayyavomis ein lochosh leklo. That means in this case now, there's only one yavoma left, there's the rishain is left, which is a hutra ben esra. So memela, in this case alone, there's nothing what to worry about. Loi gazrinin otu yavomis ba'alme. So now we won't ask, that means the case which is oimed befaneinu, there's no problem. In this case, no kilkul will come out. So we should ask this case, Otu Yevomis Ba'alme, Dilme Pamacheres, maybe, if we'll be mat over here, maybe in another case, Yachlitz L'Rishoyne, maybe he'll give Chalitza to the Rishoyne, V'yiyabim L'Beis. The Ein Litois Bozeh, he says, really, there's no mock, from what we're doing, we're not giving him a mockim litais. The mitanu yevomisha hutra, la yitra lahata raisa shalai hutra. That means, if he'll look, that means like this, the Taisa Rosh seems to say as follows. If both yevomis alafonainu, when you have to tell them what to do with these two yevomis, we have an esra in front of us, we cannot rely that they'll follow our directions. So we can't tell them this I had to yibum. But if the case that's before Neinu, there's no shash of kilkul. That means the shniya was given chalitz already. So now there's no shash. Now you're permitted to be miyam the first one. So the case before Neinu, there's no shash of kilkul. So we're matter this case. Now to be afraid, maybe someone who's observing this case will make a mistake. So now the second case is not bifoneinu. From what he sees, there's no reason for him to make a mistake. So mamela, so far, so much, we weren't chayish. That is why we were, that means when he comes bifoneinu, there's no kilkul. Maybe someone else will make a kilkul later. From what we're doing, there's no reason for him to make a kilkul. So therefore, we're not chayish for that. So that was the Gemara's kasha. The Gemara's kasha was Rabbi Yochanan, the Mishnah holds like you. The Mishnah just says we don't tell them both lechatchila that one should make yibum in the Rishayna if both of them are befoneinu. But lemaise, if one made chalitz in the shniyah, then you're allowed to make yibum in the Rishayna, just like you said, beis shniyah muta berishayna. No, Rabbi Yochanan said, no, I'm very, I wish to disagree with you. The Mishnah says, v'loy mishyamis. The leka din yibum klal. The Mishnah says, there's no din yibum. Afilu kodam v'cholat kval l'shniya. So my male said, the Mishnah is not like me. I had said that meisa shniya muta b'rishoyne. The Mishnah says, loy mishyamis klal. Uporich v'leim malei shem ha-yomus. V'yamid ha-mishnik eman di-yomar ein zike. Let us say the Mishnah holds ein zike. D'l'didei v'adai afilu kodam v'cholat l'shni. If you hold ein zike, so if he gave chalitza to the second one, d'leke l'meichish tvei be'elu yevomis. That is nothing what to worry about. Mikomo kemosa li-yabim rishoyne shimnate kam li-yabim acha chalitza yovi ba'am li-yabim bereshin le-maske datayu Time Duma the Miyab Mchad Mayasidok ain't the time you do well. So Taisus said this already this year thought that at the time of Bitl Mitzvah Yibomim they were never Mata Yibum in any of them, because this inyan of chashinim lemisa people do not understand and they're not masi, and therefore if will ever be miyat mater yibum in the case of two sisters, we will be mater yibum after chalitze, they'll be mater yibum before chalitze.